This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Yeah, I'm choking on myself here. Session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the man. Maybe can we start all over again? I mean, seriously, this is crazy. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, I really need you to be part of the solution. We need to be part of this together. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. If you definitely want to get involved in the conversation, send me an email. It doesn't matter. You can also call. But listen, what I really need you to do, what I really wish you would do, I'll put it that way. You know, Mike Lindell has really gone out of his way, big time out of his way, to give us a voice, to work with us, to make sure that we have a chance to make some money. Mike is not only feeding a family, he's feeding them a whole bunch of people at this point. So if you're thinking about, I don't know, buying a pillow, buying sheets, you know, buying things that you can find on the MyPillow site, even if you don't want to put my name in there, it's okay, I don't care. I mean, I'd like to get the credit for it and all that, but I don't care. And the reason I don't care is because Mike is keeping his plant open. He's making money. He's making sure that he's got people working. Remember, we've been through this before. Those plants are maintained by people who live in that community. Americans that live in that community. They're paying their bills, paying their mortgages, putting gas in their car. I feel bad for them putting gas in their car. But you see where I'm going with this, right? So there's no reason for us not to help out. So, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, comforters, whatever you need. Give it a shot. Take a look. That way there, you're supporting him, if you would. You're supporting his people. You're keeping the money here. For me, it's promo code Joe on the way out. Right? That simple. Just go, go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. I make a few bucks. You will save 50 to 60%. Some cases, it's a 2-for-1 deal. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that. No reason why we shouldn't support our own. It's like I say every time Zoe's on the show, right? It's like, why are you buying music from Beyonce when you got Zoe around? Why can't you support him? I don't understand. I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We've got, you've seen what's happened in Texas, where they've actually gone out and the Texas sheriffs have declared an emergency invasion at the southern border. Now, my question is, Will they deputize people? What are they going to do to help? Because they don't have the manpower. And I'm sure there's a lot of Texans that would jump all over this. You know, down there to help keep them safe. I mean, years ago we had the Minutemen down there that were helping. Well, Attorney Jonathan Holman, Holohan, he's coming on in a few minutes. We're going to discuss the ongoing southern border invasion, what the county citizens defending freedom and local sheriffs are doing. I mean, what are they doing to fix this, to help this? Because the feds aren't, we already know the feds aren't doing anything about it. They're not going to do anything about it. If you're one of those people that's sitting there going, well, this is a problem for the federal government, good luck with that. If you really believe they're going to help you, they're going to do something, good luck with that. In all seriousness. Look at what they're doing now. Well, look at what they're allowing to happen now. That isn't right either, but nobody seems to care. People, look at the damage. You know, some of you that are listening to me right now, I know you're on the other side of the aisle. You're listening so you can grab stuff on me or whatever it is. I don't really care. Yeah, you can tell. You want me to say it again so you can record it? Yeah, go ahead. Turn the recorder on. I don't care. Because really, the bottom line with it is we have got to do something ourselves. They're not doing anything for us. You've got farmers down there that are having to put up with people breaking into their homes. Yeah. Oh, I know for you bleeders, all they're looking for is water. I got it. Yeah, I don't need them to be looking for water at my house. They have no right to be. None. Absolutely no right. You ever notice that some of these people that are pushing for compassion? Yeah, they ever put up their houses? Do you ever say, I'll take five of them, I'll take eight, I'll take, you know, whatever? No, of course they don't. Because they really don't care. It's really that simple. They just don't care. Anyway, we're not controlling the ports of entry. The Mexican government's not controlling. Nobody down there is doing much of anything. So we need to protect ourselves. We need to protect our people. Some don't agree with that. Some think it's too harsh. But it's not. I mean, we're getting record numbers every month. And I love how they're blaming it on Trump. They're saying that this is Trump's failed policies. Well, if they're failed policies, why weren't they failing when he was there? Asking for a friend. Joe Senior Host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You do that by getting informed. Many of you are running around half-cocked thinking you've got the answers to all this stuff, and you don't. And that's why I bring on the experts, because, come on, in all sincerity, we want to fight back, we want to push back, but we look like fools when we don't have the real information that we need to make it happen and make it happen properly. Now, if many of you have heard recently, several Texas sheriffs, they have basically declared a state of emergency because they have an invasion on the southern border. And I was thinking about this earlier today, but again, I don't have the expertise to figure this out. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to put the troops together that they need, put the people together they need to actually shore up the border, if this is what they're able to do. But I'm guessing. So I'm going to bring on somebody who actually has a clue. Attorney Jonathan Holohan is with me. He's been involved in the teams of people involved in drafting this emergency declaration. And, Jonathan, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, thanks, Joe, for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Well, let's start off with the 80,000-foot overview. Okay, these guys now have declared an invasion. How does a county declare an invasion? What is that all about?
Well, I mean, I think it goes back to the basic fundamental principles of this country. We the people. I mean, the basis of our country was set up at the precinct level, at the county level. So it's really invoking our history, invoking our rights as a constitutional republic. And in Texas, a lot of our power is not with the central government. It's not with the state government. It's with the county level. So county officials, county judges have the authority to declare emergencies. And in this case, what they've done it across the board. They've done it with hurricanes, natural disasters. COVID was one where they declared emergencies. But in this case, it's a man-made emergency. It's a Joe Biden emergency because he's failing to uphold of his constitutional responsibility and duty. And look, the federal government has a duty, a responsibility under the Constitution, under Article 4, Section 4. It's called the Guarantee Clause. They guarantee us as states a Republican form of government, but also that they would repel invasions and that we would be free from invasions. They failed to uphold that duty. Under the Constitution, states hold warlike authority to defend their borders if there's an invasion, an emergency situation. It's under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. And the federal government didn't create the states. The states created the federal government. So that still exists. And when you break it down at the precinct level and the county level, government, all politics are local. And what we know, the county citizens, we know what's best for our citizens. And we know an invasion when we see it. We have record amounts of fentanyl, sex trafficking, human trafficking coming across the border. It's absolutely devastating our communities in Texas, devastating communities across the country because Joe Biden is shipping them around. And it's time that we, the people, stand up at the county level, within the confines of the Constitution, and do something about it.
Well, it's quite intriguing, though, seriously. And when you're looking at this and look at how you're laying it out, I want to get down to basics, because people really don't understand how this works. You do not have, I mean, how many people do you have to deputize to make this happen? Can you energize the National Guard? I mean, how does this actually take place?
So the so what of all this is, that they declare an emergency, they declare an invasion. It's a lawful declaration, recognized by law, a declaration of an invasion. In best case scenario, Governor Abbott feels the heat. He's like, whoa, I'm doing all I can, but I need to do more. And I need to declare a state of emergency and declare an invasion under my constitutional responsibilities. I'm putting myself in Abbott's shoes. And I'm invoking Article 4, Section 7 of the Texas Constitution, which is Commander-in-Chief, we have written in our Texas Constitution, he can repel invasions. Why would the founders, the drafters of our Texas Constitution, write that in there, that we can repel invasions if we didn't have that right? We have historical precedent. If you go back to the 1920s and the border wars, Pancho Villa, we deputized citizens all around the southern border, Texas Rangers, and they fought wars down there. General Jack Pershing came down, the World War One general, had a task force, and we invited the U.S. Army, and they were mobilized, and they repelled the invasion at the southern border. So, as a matter of fact, the Border Patrol was created because of the invasion that happened in the 1920s with the border wars with Pancho Villa. So there's long history and heritage and constitutional authority to do this. We've just forgotten our roots. For the federal government has gotten so bloated and taken over so much of state responsibility, through whether it's the spending clause or the unaccountable and unelected bureaucrats that have taken over a lot of state responsibilities. We've forgotten our roots, and this is just a way to get back to that county level and really fundamentally get back to local governance and declare an emergency and hopefully force Governor Abbott's hand to mobilize the National Guard, get on the southern border, and actually repel the invasion, much like they do with Title 42 when they had this the the CDC had the authority to repel everyone because of a medical emergency. We're calling this a human emergency, a human invasion, and we need to stop it. And again, it's not just about the illegal aliens coming across. It's about the drugs, the fentanyl, the violence, the cartels. It's about all those things. It's about standing up for the sovereignty of your nation and the sovereignty of your state.
Yeah, I find it amazing, again, you know, with the fentanyl, just that issue alone, and the damage that's doing to this country, and you're hearing bupkis, you're not hearing anybody discuss it in any way, shape, manner, or form. And to your point, I mean, it's killing thousands and thousands of people a day. I don't know, does this administration think it's just going to go away someday? It's just going to kind of fall by the wayside? Nobody's going to have to deal with it anymore. I don't know what they're thinking. And, you know, and the sad part is that you guys in Texas pretty much are footing the bill for the whole thing. There should be other states chipping into this. And I know that Abbott at one point in time was talking about working at finishing the wall. Is that still a reality?
Look, I've been to the border so many times, and I'm for Sheriff Coe, and I know all these guys down there, and Frank Lopez, Walter West, and all my guys down there. The wall, whatever Abbott's doing, he's doing the best he can, I guess. But it's storage containers, it's razor wire, it's fencing. You need to enforce the laws that are on the books. When coyotes bring, obviously, people that have been smuggled, people that have paid the cartels thousands of dollars to come across the border, and our policy is, oh, we're going to just take everybody in that comes in and let the cartels get rewarded. That's not good policy. So it doesn't really matter what you're doing on the wall if you have this magnet that's bringing people in and allowing them to come in and not enforcing the laws that are on the books. So I'm for a wall. I'm for everything. I'm for electronic wall. I'm for more physical security. But what I'm really for is to repel the invasion. I'm for enforcing the laws that are on the books. And
well, we're gonna go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up on truly how is Texas gonna defend that southern border? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A Texas police officer had the Uvalde gunman in his sights, but never fired a shot. The report from Texas State University released Wednesday raised the troubling question of whether Salvador Rolando Ramos could have been stopped before he even entered the Robb Elementary campus, where he killed 19 children and two teachers in May. Texas State University's Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training pointed to several significant errors made before Ramos walked through an open school door. The National Education Association proposed a resolution that would change the word mother in contracts to birthing parent. The reasoning? Inclusion for the LGBTQ community. The resolution would be voted on Wednesday by the Representative Assembly, which comprises 6,000 educators. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you have texted me. Yes, I look a little cocked in the camera because the main camera decided it was going on vacation 6 minutes before we started. So, work it off an auxiliary camera. Get with it. Don't worry about it. It's radio anyhow. I don't know what the problem is here. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking to Attorney Jonathan Holohan. He's here to discuss the ongoing southern border invasion in Texas and how Texas, you know, you can always count on Texas to come forward and go, no, you know what, we don't need you guys. We'll take care of this ourselves. Thank you very much. And that's exactly what you're seeing right now. The sheriffs have stepped up. I mean, you were talking about hoping to get Governor Abbott to step in. Now, he was a bit of a squishy year and a half ago. He's seemed to grow a bit of a spine. Are you seeing that as well?
Well, it is election season, so...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're right. Never mind. Stupid question.
Look, I'm not... look, Governor Abbott's done a lot for the counties down there, and he's gotten a lot of funding. He's in a tough predicament. I mean, it's going to take bold leadership. And where I like to see what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida, I mean, he seems to always be in the lead in a lot of these things, whether we're talking about COVID or legal aliens or whatever. And that's the kind of leadership it's going to take across the board to solve these complex problems. I mean, because we're under constant assault from the left. We're under constant assault. Our constitution, our attack on our individual liberties and government continues to grow. Seems to be end over end, year over year, it just continues to get worse. So we're going to need bold leadership like Ron DeSantis, and hopefully Governor Abbott steps into the breach of liberty here and assists the counties with what they're asking for.
Yeah, and again, I mean, seriously, are the sheriffs getting big pushback from anybody, any elected officials or anybody else on this, or are people kind of staying clear of it?
I'm pretty happy. Like Chip Roy, I'm a big Chip Roy fan. So he went and spoke at the press conference yesterday. He was great. It was a couple of days ago now. Sorry, it's a blur. But he said he says a lot of really good things, and I believe what he's saying. We've gotten other county officials. We're working on I work for CCDF USA, but we're working on getting other counties involved where they can declare their states of emergency. And earlier today, I don't want to name them yet because I don't know if they'd appreciate it, but I got two calls from a couple state representatives. They want to draft a resolution that basically says, Governor Abbott, you need to declare an invasion. So it's catching fire a little bit, and that was the idea. So if we can get all facets of county government, and we get the different branches of government within the Texas, we get the Texas House to sponsor a resolution, we can force Governor Abbott to do the right thing here. Force is a strong word. We can encourage. He knows what the right thing to do. He just needs to understand that there's no really going back. I mean, this is not going to this wave of illegal aliens and crime and fentanyl and drugs and human smuggling, human trafficking, the misery that's getting spread across our southern border is not going to subside. It's going to continue to grow, and we have to do something about it.
Well, I mean, you're the attorney guy here. What are the feds going to do? What might the feds do if they don't like what you're doing?
Well, I can imagine they're going to weaponize the DOJ and do something. So whether they'll find some obscure violation of you know, asylum regulation, they'll try and do something. But, you know, look, at some point when the federal government is not acting, they're not fulfilling their constitutional duties, the states have to act. I mean, I think we can go back, whether we're looking at the Federalist Papers or we can look at the debates, we can convince any federal judge that the federal government is not acting within their responsibilities. So what are we going to do? Just continue to let crime and misery come into our country? Are we going to continue to put the non-citizen over the rights of the citizen? Are we going to allow Americans to be murdered? Are we going to allow fentanyl to come in? Look, you mentioned it earlier. Fentanyl last year killed more Americans in the 18 to 30 age group than COVID did.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a state of emergency. We're not shutting down our economy. We're not, you know, people aren't losing their jobs over it. It's just a statistic that doesn't even get talked about in mainstream corporate media. It doesn't get talked about by the government. And it is an emergency. What is happening at the southern border is a real emergency, and it needs to be addressed.
Well, of course, you know, let's just be, you know, frank about it. I'm hearing from other people that the largest source of fentanyl is China. And, you know, China getting it, working with the cartels to get it over the border. And it's just amazing to me that again, you're not hearing about it. You're not even hearing about it from the federal government saying, yeah, we got a problem and we're working on it. It's almost like it doesn't even exist, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if you know my background, but I was a national security law JAG. I was a Navy JAG for 13 years, active duty, and I worked on a lot of very complex problems dealing with great power competition, dealing with nation states, non-state, state actors, and this is part of, this is not anything classified, this is open source, this is part of the CCP strategy, right? They're going to provide chemicals to the cartels. It helps destabilize the southern border. It helps destabilize America. It also makes the cartels what? An international narco-terrorism group. So China, the CCP, not the Chinese people, but the CCP is going to do everything they can. They're going to use all facets of their national power to undermine, destroy, and chip away at not only the sovereignty of the United States, but also the national security of the United States. So it's not surprising, and it's only going to continue to get worse. There are ranches in Texas that 80,000 acres of ranches that are owned by former CCP officials. The CCP structure all over the United States. Look at our agriculture. Look at our food. Look at our ports. It is part of a long-term strategy by the CCP to overtake the United States in great power competition.
Yeah, you know, interesting you should say that, because one of the things that woke me up, because I didn't, not the left woke, by the way, that got me going, was when I understood that the Chinese, I didn't even know this, but Chinese was responsible for about 80 to 85% of our pharmaceuticals and sending them into us and manufacturing them as well. And I was thinking, how did we let that happen? How did we let it get to the point where we are almost totally dependent on China to make sure that we can stay healthy based on the pills that they're making and based on the medications that they're making. I don't know how we let that happen. That's more of a dangerous place to be than having them hold the energy over our heads, isn't it?
Yeah, going to a different topic, but this is a very good topic to talk about, is the Belt and Road Initiative with China. What they've done in Africa, they're mining rare earth minerals. They're doing the same thing in Afghanistan. They're creating another bridge to Europe. They're mining out lithium and other rare earth minerals out of Afghanistan. They took over several of our bases after that debacle. And across the world, they're spreading their influence. They're spreading their soft power influence everywhere we go. We have them in our southern hemisphere. So this is part of their long-term 50-year plan. GE has a plan, and he's executing it flawlessly. And they love leaders like Joe Biden that are just going to sit by and do nothing while America suffers. Look, I was a Navy JAG, and when Barack Obama was in office, the Navy used to do these things. We called them FONOPs, or Freedom of Navigation Operations, in the Pacific. And Barack Obama and his administration would micromanage those Freedom of Navigation Operations, where we had to get approval all the way up, almost at the undersecretary level or the White House level, for our ships to operate in historic sea lanes. When Trump came in, he said, "This is ridiculous. Why are we doing this? Now go ahead and you, Navy, go do your thing. Go reestablish the sea lanes under international law so China will stop building all these artificial reefs and bases and spreading their influence and spreading their international boundaries." And that's what the Navy did. So the Navy started doing their freedom of navigation operations again, and we were able to undercut some of the international law claims that China was trying to assert. So anywhere you look, we could talk about infrastructure. They're in our economy. They're in our businesses. They're in our schools. They're buying our property. The CCP, they look at what's best for the CCP, and America seems to not get it. And I'm really concerned about the future if we don't start electing leaders that take this threat serious.
Well, Joey B will stop getting checks if he doesn't even slow them down, so we don't want to stop that. You know, just amazing. It's been a pleasure having you on with me. I want you to tell people how they can help you.
Well, you can. One thing you can do is if you're in Texas, you can call your counties. County commissioners, county judges, and see how you can get involved to jump on this declaration of an invasion. Even if you're in another state, under the Compact Clause of the Constitution, other states can do the same thing and declare an invasion. I mean, everybody's feeling it. Every state's a border state. You can go to our website, CCDF USA.
We're up against the time, so yeah. I'll give them all that information on the website. It's been a pleasure. People will be back in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Welcome to your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-7732. 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved and engaged, right? You get informed, you get a clue, it's easier to deal with. Now here's something I did not know. That there was some of you go, okay, you know what, you get over yourselves. There was an operation put in place in 1953 by President Eisenhower. Now, the operation, it's a derogatory term, so deal with it. It's what it was called. See, this is called history. Sometimes things in history are uncomfortable at best. All right? But the U.S. government had an Immigration Naturalization Service commissioner, Argyle Mackey. He said the human tide of what he referred to at the time as wetbacks. You know, it's funny. Italians were called greaseballs for years. All of a sudden, you know, whatever. Anyhow, it was the most serious enforcement problem of the service. Now, there was, in this country, put in place something called Operation Wetback. Now, while the United States had enacted many of these kind of policies in its 200 and some odd year history, and this is what I always say to you, there are things that we do, we go about, maybe we have the best of intentions, but we go about it the wrong way. Right? And sometimes we do it wrong. We make mistakes. Look, sometimes in protecting the greater good or protecting the masses, mistakes are made. You know, I know that you hate the term collateral damage, but my God, when Obama was dropping leaflets and he was going to bomb a certain area so innocent people would be fine, did he not think that the enemy wouldn't see it and leave too? No, really. So, this operation, yeah, Operation Wetback was one of those that was probably wrong, the way it went out. I mean, I understand what they were trying to do, but the way they rolled it out was terrible. You got a lot of talk, right, about mass illegal immigration along the Mexican-American border. This has been going on for decades. And this is part of the problem. We don't nail this stuff while it's happening. And that's what we need to do. We need to nail this stuff while it's happening. Once you let it go for a period of time, how do you come back and say, you know, it's like with your kid, right? You've been letting them do it for 5 years. All of a sudden, you decide it's the wrong thing to do. You get on their case. You're like, really? All of a sudden, you think you're going to change this overnight? Since the 1930s, large numbers of Mexican laborers have traveled in the United States. Mostly for seasonal agricultural work. What do they call that? The Becerra program at one time? And a lot of people were fine with it because if you think about it, I mean, true, let's just be honest about it. There were a lot of Americans that weren't doing the work and it needed to be done. Usually over, 150,000 to 200,000 of these would come over the border every year. I'll have to look it up, and I think it was Reagan who actually allowed them to get a card. So we knew who they were. ID card. We knew they were here. There's nothing wrong with that. When the U.S. joined World War II and a large number of young Americans went off to fight overseas, the farms in the U.S. were in great need of labor. So in response to the labor shortage, the U.S. created Becerra program. They got together with the Mexican government and said, look, your people want to work. They want to make some money. We're allowing them to come here under this program. Now, apparently, bracero means manual labor in Spanish. It provided Mexican migrant workers with short-term legal resident status, adequate living conditions, so, you know, just helping them, making sure they, because, you know, they say we don't care, making sure they weren't being taken advantage of. I mean, many of these Mexican workers were picking carrots, onions, things like that out here. The program was in, they're going to make me add this. This program was in place for about 22 years. It brought almost 5 million Mexicans to work in the U.S. legally. That's terrible, isn't it? But the number of bracero positions was much smaller than the number of Mexican applicants, and many were rejected. Some were turned away. They decided to cross the border illegally. They were welcomed by American employers who needed a cheap workforce. That's the other thing. Look, the Republicans are guilty of this, too. They want cheap labor. So they hire these people when they come in. And then they complain about them later. And they hold it over their head because they're here illegally. These immigrants were frequently referred to as wetbacks. It's a racial slur against Mexicans. It's terrible. Look at it. Again, being the recipient. What was it? What is it? I always tell you the Italian ones, right? Greaseball. Dago. I mean, I could go on and on and on with the nasties they had for us. Yesterday's news. People don't use those terms anymore. I do. But I do to prove a point. Anyway, it was a racial slur against Mexicans that alluded to the fact that some had illegally crossed the border. They had to wade through the Rio Grande River. It was a reference to how they got here. But at the end of World War II, many lawmakers were worried that with all these immigrants here, our soldiers wouldn't have any work. They wouldn't be able to go back to work. In 1953, Immigration and Naturalization Service commissioned Argyle Mackey. He complained that the human tide of these immigrants was the most serious and forceful problem of the service, and that every agricultural laborer admitted legally, four aliens were apprehended that were here illegally. So it would have been very easy. Again, this goes through why don't the Dems want to follow the law? There are ways for them to come here and work temporarily. There are ways for them to get green cards, temporary residence. You don't have to become a citizen. Not only do they want to let them in here, they don't want to force them to have to even understand English at all. How do you come together? How do you make things work when none of you can understand each other? Maybe that's what they want. I don't know. Roland Kelly was the assistant commissioner of the Border Patrol. He called this the greatest peacetime invasion ever. In response to these concerns, the Immigration Naturalization Service, backed by the Eisenhower administration, created the Immigration Law Enforcement Initiative Operation, as they called it, Wetback, with the stated goal of deporting all illegal Mexican immigrants. So this is the word they like to leave out. Right? Illegal. If you're here legally, if you had that green card, if you had that work card, they weren't going to bother you. But those who weren't allowed. Now listen, if you listen to the story, if you listen to the stats, they had a greater need for workers than they could fill. And yet they were sending back people that were, had no, well, not that they had no reason to be here, but they shouldn't be here. They had records, they had issues, they couldn't prove who they were. Those kind of things. So why shouldn't they do what they could do to keep us safe? And then the bleeding hearts want to go, all those illegals, all they want to do is work. Well, you don't know what their background is. The operation as a whole was a media event with the newspapers reporting the numbers of the captures, detailing the professional raids of the INS. Right? In the first year alone, they had deported over 1 million illegal immigrants, Mexican immigrants, out of the U.S., right? Now, the media built it. Just think about this. This is back in like the 30s and 40s, right? The media built this up. Yes, that left-leaning media. So that it would stir negative tensions between Mexico and America and the U.S. And it really stirred it up between the white American farmers and the Mexican-American farmers. Farm workers, I'm sorry. So they've done this forever. They've stirred this garbage up forever. They've made this terrible forever. Now, the initial reaction by the Mexican-American groups was positive. They were in then, like they are today, they want legal immigration. They want you to follow the rules. They want people deported that are here illegally. They had to work to get here. They had to do it the right way. See, you reward doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Not even the most political conservative Mexican-American organizations could ignore the fact that immigration dragnets not only were affecting, getting rid of the illegal aliens, but also were devastating Mexican-American families, disrupting businesses in Mexico neighborhoods. Again, why is it that when you enforce the law, now if the law is wrong, you don't break it necessarily to fix it, right? So why is it that whenever we try to enforce law that Congress puts in place, that they're supposed to uphold, they're supposed to work with, that all of a sudden the left goes crazy? How dare you? Well, the left is in control right now. You don't want these things? Fix it. Change it. Don't just complain about it. You've got the power. Make the change. Tim Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Just me. Only me. We got a lot of stories to get through. We'll be right back.
Qualify.